Hello, my friends. Welcome. I especially want to wish all the mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. We're so grateful for all that you do. I know it's not exactly the kind of Mother's Day that any of us expected, but our love and our appreciation for you is unstoppable, and I hope you know that. I also want all of you to know that you are continually in my thoughts and my prayers, and that I'm here for you. I hope you know that. Let's start now with a word of prayer. Lord God, as we gather today, we pray that you would help us to see you and hear you and understand you in new ways. Help us to be open to the new things that you're doing in each of us. Breathe into us your Holy Spirit and help us to release all those burdens that have become obstacles. Free us, feed us, and draw us ever closer to you and to each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, as we are going through these challenging times, the Psalms continue to speak to us in very real ways. Even though time is going by quickly, many of us are still feeling a sense of shock about all that's happening and how little we know about what lies ahead for the future. And so it's helpful for us to get a sense of perspective from the scriptures. It helps for us to remember that we are not the first to have to deal with challenging and difficult times, that each generation before us has gone through it as well. Certainly, the psalmist was going through his fair share. So let's turn now to Psalm 31.
For I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street, they flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
Amen. Blessed God, his love is the wonder of the world. Trapped by a siege, I panic. Out of sight, out of mind, I said. But you heard me say it. You heard and listened. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. But he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. Those are good reminders, aren't they? As we deal with this pandemic and the impact day after day with no end in sight, it would be easy for us to give up and become discouraged. But one of the things that keeps coming to mind over and over is how easy it is, especially if we've gone through a phase when things have been relatively comfortable, to forget that all of God's people have dealt with unexpected challenges over the years. I'm reminded of a speech that was given to a group of midshipmen who were graduating back in 2014. I'm not sure who the speaker was, but he reminded them, and even though he felt a little badly saying it in front of their parents and friends and loved ones, he reminded them that they were going into a dangerous world. The reality is that we do indeed live in a dangerous world. And that's why we have those who are in the military to protect us. And that's why we have other first responders, firemen and policemen, those who are on the front lines all the time. And now with this pandemic, those front lines have expanded even more. Not just our nurses and doctors and people in our hospitals, but also those in our grocery stores, stacking the shelves, helping us get the food that we need. So many, in so many ways, all of us wondering, when is it going to be over? But perhaps wondering even more, why is this happening? And that why question can be one of the most challenging parts in our journey. So often, we weather things, but we can't help but wonder, especially if we're good people and doing our best, why do these things happen? We wondered enough that it inspired a very well-known book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? Well, Maxie Dunham, who was previous president of Asbury Theological Seminary, shares a story about one of his students who went through a very, very difficult situation. It was just before the start of the school year, 1998, and this young woman and her fiance were in a horrific automobile accident. Her fiance was killed. She was nearly killed. Ended up in the hospital for weeks in physical therapy for a long, long period of time. It was a really difficult challenge. Amazingly, she was able to make it through classes and make it to graduation that year, 1999. And just prior to graduation, she was one of the ones who was invited to share a little bit about her experience and what it meant to her and what she had learned for it. And so she got up and she said, I came here 3 years ago to learn how to be a Christian counselor so that I might help others. I had no idea what God would teach me. The last 9 months have been my greatest teachers. Hasn't been through a classroom lecture, a book, or a paper. It's been through these life experiences. In case there are those of you who aren't aware, she said, 9 months ago, I was involved in a car accident that almost took my life and did take the life of my fiance, Daryl. As I struggled with what to say this morning, God told me that my life was a testimony of His grace. Everyone could see the miracle God performed on my body. Instead, God wanted me to tell you about my heart and spirit. So the following prayer is one that I believe God wants me to share with you. Lord, you told me if I delighted myself in you, you would give me the desires of my heart. Psalm 37. Then why is my heart so broken? Lord, you told me that you would be near to those who have a broken and contrite spirit, Psalm 34. Then why do I feel so alone? Life seems unfair, and all I can ask is why? I've been told your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts, Isaiah 55. I've been told that all things work for good, in Romans 8:28. But how can I trust when you allowed these struggles which had broken my heart in two? It's so hard to trust. But as I continue to look at Jesus' life, I feel especially drawn to him. I feel that I understand some small piece of what suffering is all about and how much he must have really loved me. And even though it's hard to trust and I'm sad and I'm angry, I know deep within me that one day my trust in God the Father will return greater than it was 9 months ago. I long for that day when my Father will return my faith. I long for that day when my faith under fire will be the strongest it has ever been. But until then, I'm unable to carry myself. And Lord, I need for you and your servants to have the trust for me. Dr. Dunham went on to say that she left it there and left us there to live with her honesty and her unwillingness to claim a total victory that was not yet hers. She was clear about the past, that God had miraculously restored her broken body, that God's grace had been sufficient, sustaining her through an ordeal. And yet, that persistent and rending question, why, was still slinking around the edge of her awareness, still challenging her confidence in God's providence and grace. My sense is that many of us are experiencing that as well. You know, the good news? Tanya got through it. Not only that, but God continued and continues to open many doors for her. After she graduated, God gave her so many opportunities and continues to give her opportunities to share his grace and his love and his healing power in ways, she says, that could never have happened without the experience she went through. She never would have chosen it, but it was what was needed. She went on to become director of programs and children's ministries at a church down in Alabama. She's also been working on a book about grief. But the big thing that she talks about is how over and over God continues to bring people in her life who need to hear her story, who need to hear her witness and her testimony. A testimony and a witness she could never have given if she had not gone through what she went through. My friends, I've seen it in my own life over and over. In so many circumstances that I would not have chosen. I am able to be here speaking to you right now because of all that God has brought me through. And I can tell you that though God does not give us an easy life, and though we may not understand all the twists and turns, we may not get those answers to the whys. But I will never stop being amazed at how he uses those circumstances for things bigger than I ever could have imagined. So I guess in a way, I have gotten some answers to the whys. Tanya found God's grace is always sufficient, even as God gives us far more than we ask, think, or even imagine. There's no way that any of us can see the full picture right now. There's no way that any of us can see what lies ahead. And yet, we can know because of those saints that have gone before us. Those saints who have gone through so much themselves over and over and over. We can know without a doubt that God is with us in this. That God is working in amazing ways and will continue to. And that he will use us in ways that he could not have without what we're facing right now. I know you're struggling right now. We all are. I know that this is hard and you want it over. We all do. But as the psalmist reminded us, we need to be brave. We need to be strong. We can't give up. And God, he's in it. Let us offer God our prayers. Oh, dearest Lord, you said, let not your hearts be troubled. And today we have brought our troubled hearts to you for comfort, for healing, for encouragement. We know that you love us, but too often we don't trust ourselves to you. We pray that we might feel your presence as near as our very breath and be willing to follow your leading wherever that may take us. We pray for your forgiveness for areas where we've fallen short and failed you. We pray for your strength in these uncharted territories. And we offer up to you, Lord, all of our prayers, all of those things upon our minds and hearts, remembering those who are sick and suffering, those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, those who are on the front lines caring for people, even when they're unable to care for themselves. Prayers for the many who are making huge sacrifices. Prayers for those whose livelihoods are threatened, who are struggling just to make ends meet, to keep food on the table for their loved ones. Praying for families and all that they're dealing with. Praying for those who are struggling with isolation and loneliness and addiction and depression, that you would keep all safe. We pray for those who are separated from their loved ones. We pray for your churches everywhere, even as we seek to discern new and faithful ways to be your church. We pray for all of our leaders, Lord, for wisdom and compassion. And Lord, we continue to thank you for all the many ways that you provide for us, for all the many ways that you bless us, even as we ask for the eyes to see. We pray and are grateful, especially for those who've been so generous and faithful and who continue to share financially and in generous acts of love and kindness. Pray that all those gifts might be used according to your purpose. We pray, Lord, for all those things and all those people who are struggling and hurting and trying to find their way. And we pray it in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dear friends, know first of all that we all stumble and fail, but we have a Lord who loves and forgives us. Know too that in these difficult, challenging times, we have a God who never leaves our side. So now may you go in that strength, in that love, in that mercy, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, and God bless you.